glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
On this 13th day of October, welcome to Mark and Friends. I'm Tim Nelson coming to you from the WLUJ Great News Media Studios at 600 West Mason in Springfield. It's always easier to hang back in fear, isn't it, than to move forward in faith? Easier, but never better. We're often slow to remember that we can cast all our cares on Him. That's what 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says. We can lay down all our burdens and fears at Jesus' feet. We're permitted to come to Him and say that we don't know what to do, and His response is always filled with grace and sensitivity toward us. What are you fearful of right now? In what way are you tempted to hang back, even though God is calling you to walk forward in obedience? Bring your fears to God. Ask Him to show you His ability to do what you cannot do. Then trust Him, worship Him, and obey Him.
In the dark and all alone, growing comfortable, are you too scared to move and walk out of this tomb? Buried underneath the lies that you believed, safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found. You're just asleep, and it's time to leave.
Circumstances until and unless God sees you move in accordance with His will. Most of the time when God was getting ready to do something big, the people had to do something first. The people had to do something first. Moses had to hold out the rod before God would open the Red Sea. The priest had to step in the river before God would open up the Jordan. Mary had to move the stone before God would raise up Lazarus. And God would not move until they moved. He to see you believe him, not hear you talk about believing him. Faith is measured by footsteps, by your feet, by your walk, not your talk, by your life, not your lips, by your movement, not your mouth. You can't sit home and say, God, give me a job, but I'm not going job hunting. You've never seen a bird sitting on a branch with its beak open, waiting for worms to drop from heaven, but they expect God to provide one when they go hunting. It's movement. God must see faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God, and faith is measured by what you do, not just what you talk about doing.
Tony Evans speaking about faith being measured in what we do.
To be your Savior and Lord. He'll be your King. He'll be your friend. Whatever you expect, he'll be more. He's the shout that calls the dead to life again. He's the bread that multiplies to me. Your need. He's the midnight calm in the lion's den, and the shepherd who goes searching for the sheep. He's the hand that reaches out to rescue you when the waves are growing high. He's the fourth man who's always there beside you when you're walking through fire. Every life will have its share of trouble, but oh, that's when you find him so close. He will carry you, 'cause every time you need him the most. He's the shout that calls the dead to life again. He's the bread that multiplies to meet your need. He's the midnight calm in the lion's den, and the shepherd who goes searching for the sheep. He's the hand that reaches out to rescue you when the waves are growing higher. And he's the fourth man who's always there beside you when you're walking through fire. He's the victory cry that causes walls to fall. He's the song that rises from a prison cell. He's the love and the grace that would bear your cross, and the story of redemption that you tell.
As followers of Jesus, the Holy Spirit's job is to live the life of Christ through us. It's this joyful existence Paul spoke of in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, when he said, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God." Seen from the outside, a branch does not appear to be doing anything, but that doesn't mean that the abiding life is passive. Christians bear fruit through surrender. We take root in the Lord by meditating on His Word, praying, and serving. We reserve nothing for ourselves to control, but fully rely upon Him. That's not passive living. It's an abiding life.
When there's no cloud in the sky, when the world is on my side, and I feel your hand in mine, I will praise you. And when my day becomes a night, and I cannot see your light, I will walk by faith, not sight. I will praise you.
Listen to the WLUJ family of stations or Great News Radio, we want to take a moment to say thank you for your generous financial support, the daily broadcasts of biblical teaching and preaching and music, and all the information you get from SRN News would not be possible without it. Joyce Mankey is WLUJ station manager in Springfield, and if you are on our mailing list in a couple of weeks or so, you'll hear from Joyce about the many ways you can get involved.
There are numerous ways, as we mentioned in the letter, for you to give. With the holidays coming up, we think of Thanksgiving and how we count our blessings at Thanksgiving time. As you count your blessings, also we think of Christmas being one of the greatest holidays that we have as we remember the birth of our Savior, and it's a great time to give a gift at that particular time, too. We also have our dedicated days for $84 a month. Maybe you would like to have your special event mentioned on radio. And Tim and Mark do a great job with scripting out those scripts of 3 1-minute scripts and 2 2-minutes.
Along with the financial support, it's always good to hear from you, even just to drop us a note. We'd love to hear from you, whether it's by mail or email or a phone call, or stop by our 600 West Mason Street studio in Springfield or our Marketplace Mall studio in Champaign between Old Navy and Lynn's Crafters. And we want to share some listener comments that were sent to us here recently, Joyce.
Yes, it's always good to hear from our listeners and to read these notes like this one coming from Springfield from Lisa. She says, enjoy your station. Love the sermons. Thrilled with the National Christian Choir. Keep up the joyful noise. Notes like that really encourage us because we know that you're enjoying the station and listening to it.
We would love to hear from you as well. All the contact information is online at greatnewsradio.org. and WLUJ.org.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the upon the mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Thy goodness, like a fetter, by my wandering heart to lead. I'm prone to wander, Lord, I fear. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
It's Tim with WLUJ station manager Joyce Mankey on a Thursday, Mark and Friends. Joyce, I think many people don't know what you're up to in some of your off time. Why don't you fill us in about what's going on tomorrow night with you and your singing group in the Springfield area? What can folks expect when they come out and see you?
Well, you know, we're doing a lot of the hymns, Nothing But the Blood, and Are You Washed in the Blood, and just things like that. We do have a few Southern Gospel songs that are part of the program, but it's an hour long, and we have Nancy, who is really good at solo, and Brian is good at solo as well. So we have some solo music along with the piano specials, and so we're looking forward to it. It's really going to be a good program.
Consider this your invitation to join Joyce and the group in Tallulah, Illinois, just outside of Springfield. What's the name of the church that the concert's going to be at?
It's Calvary Baptist in Tallulah. So when you come right into Tallulah, when you see that sign that says Tallulah, you'll see some big silos on the left. That's where you turn, and the church is right there on the right.
It's a free concert with the love offering received tomorrow at 6 p.m. in Tallulah, Illinois, just outside of Springfield at Calvary Baptist. I'm Tim Nelson on behalf of Joyce Mankey, our station manager at WLUJ. Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends today. Mark is back with Pastor Jason tomorrow, along with their in-studio guests, for another program at 7:32 a.m. and the repeat at 7:32 p.m. Illinois time tomorrow on this great news media station.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy path throughout the universe display. And when I of God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart, then I shall bow.